Tantor Audio presents Beyond Words, What Animals Think and Feel by Carl Safina. Narrated by Carl Safina. For the people in these pages who watch and truly listen, who tell us what they are hearing in other voices that share our air and in the silence. I thought of the long ages of the past during which the successive generations of these things of beauty had run their course, with no intelligent eye to gaze upon their loveliness, to all appearances such a wanton waste of beauty. This consideration must surely tell us that all living things were not made for man. Their happiness and enjoyments, their loves and hates, their struggles for existence, their vigorous life and early death, would seem to be immediately related to their own well-being and perpetuation alone. Alfred Russel Wallace, The Malay Archipelago, 1869. We patronize them for their incompleteness, for the tragic fate of having taken form so far below ourselves, and therein we err, and greatly err. For the animal shall not be measured by man. In a world older and more complete than ours, they move finished and complete, gifted with extensions of the senses we have lost or never attained, living by voices we shall never hear. They are not brethren, they are not underlings. They are other nations, caught with ourselves in the net of life and time, fellow prisoners of the splendor and travail of the earth. Henry Beston, The Outermost House, 1928. Into the Mind Field. Ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee.